Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. I mean, we had high hopes for a shortened season, that the Pirates may play a factor, but early on we realized that wasn't going to happen, although Major League Baseball's playoffs have been littered with former Pirates, including the starting pitcher for the losing team last night. So game one is in the books, but isn't this the first time that a World Series has been played at a neutral site?
Yeah, it had never happened before. A long history of baseball. There have been, I think there's been one or two World Series where you had the same park used for every game. I think the St. Louis Browns, St. Louis Cardinals World Series had the same ballpark used for all the games because the two teams played in the same stadium at one time. But, yeah, never a neutral site game, and we're going to have all the games here in Arlington at the new stadium of the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it's a brand-new billion-dollar ballpark. You know, so you know the scene's perfect, but the two teams are strangers to that town. Is there any buzz in Arlington, Texas about the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, all the Dodger fans that have come here and the Rays fans who have come here, they're buzzing a lot about the series. But as far as is the Arlington area, Dallas area buzzing about this? Not really. I mean, they're aware of it if they're baseball fans, but no. It's not really capturing the hearts and minds of the people who live in this area. I talked to some people last night who are Rangers season ticket holders who have tickets to the series, and you know they're interested and they're watching it and they're attending the games. But when you don't have the rooting interest, it does change things.
It's interesting because Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And you got Tampa Bay baseball. And by the way, Tampa Bay's football team with Tom Brady's been doing really well. That team's kind of like a lightning bolt for high-end sports right now. What is the biggest change outside of being in Arlington? Did they make any other considerations for the game itself? Like early in the season, you put a runner on second if you go into extra innings. They're not doing that, of course.
No. It's bad that they don't have the DH. They do have the DH in all the games. Normally that you split that if you're in the home park of the National League team, the pitcher will hit, but that's not taking place this year. So you have DH in all the games. That's the only change that's taking place as far as what would not have happened if a traditional World Series had occurred this year. By the way, don't forget the Lakers, by the way.
Yes, that's true. That was pretty amazing with the passing of Kobe Bryant. That seems a long time ago right now, but how tragic. And then the team to rally around that, and LeBron James being a superstar he is and loaded with talent. That was pretty powerful and extraordinary for the Lakers to win it all.
And you mentioned the crowd, you know, people from Los Angeles there gathering for the games. But there is also limited crowd size. How many people are actually allowed into the games?
Only 11,000. The park itself holds 40,000. I was surprised. I thought it was a larger seating capacity, even just by my observation. But 40,000 is capacity. 11,000 fans are being allowed inside each game. So that's another change. Obviously, people are being told to wear masks. I did notice that, you know, during the game yesterday, before the game especially, they had on the video board you know, a little pictogram of how to wear a mask. Never seen that at a World Series before. So, yeah, listen, COVID-19's on everyone's mind. I will say this. I think Major League Baseball is breathing a bit of a sigh of relief that they've gotten this far. Obviously, the regular season had lots of bumps, especially in the early part of the regular season when you had so many players and other team personnel testing positive. Games had to be postponed. Even some games were canceled. And I think at one point, if you just told Major League Baseball officials there will be a World Series, they would have been breathing a sigh of relief. But they are going to crown a champion, and I think that's been one of the main goals this year.
And, Steve, we're coming up on our 100th anniversary of KDK Radio, the world's first commercial radio station. One of the things we're really proud of in the history is that we were the first to carry a baseball game and the first to carry a World Series game on the radio.
Now, what's your actual date of the 100th anniversary going to be? What is that?
November 2nd, and it was originally in 1920. It was all built around giving people election returns from the presidential campaign that year. Ironic, it comes the day before this year's big election.
Yeah, so the election in 1920 was November 2nd?
Yes, November 2nd.
First Tuesday after the first Monday, okay.
The Harding Cox election was Tuesday, November 2nd, 1920, and it was considered to be, KDK's broadcast, the biggest advance technologically of that year. And it's kind of cool history to have.
Two candidates from Ohio, and the theme was return to normalcy.
Isn't that ironic? Well,
if that could be, without getting involved with politics here, I have read some stories that sort of suggest that a Biden win would be a somewhat return to normalcy. Listen, President Trump has been a different type of candidate, whether you're for him or against him, and Biden candidacy seems to be more of a normal type presidential candidacy than President Trump's candidacy. So maybe that's one of his themes. We'll see.
Well, the irony in that, Steve Futterman, CBS in Arlington, Texas, at the World Series. Always appreciate your time, Steve. Stay safe.
Great talking to you. Obviously, Election Day, Pennsylvania, a big state once again, as big as it was 4 years ago. Was Pennsylvania a big state in 1920? I didn't cover that election. I began my coverage in the 1924 election was my first one.
That's funny.
A couple of years.
That's hilarious. All right, Steve, thanks.
Take care, guys.